This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The eye of Hurricane Wilma has made landfall in southwestern Florida. It's now rated as a major hurricane, a Category 3, having strengthened since it struck Mexico. We're going to begin our coverage with Lieutenant John Maines. He's with the Naples Police, and Naples, Florida is close to where the eye of the hurricane is supposed to land. Lieutenant Maines, good morning.
Good morning.
What are conditions where you are?
Pretty bad. We have extremely heavy winds and driving rain. Palm trees are bent pretty well, and palm fronds are flying, and it's pretty bad conditions.
You've been through these before?
Nothing like this. I was back here in Naples during Hurricane Andrew, which went about 30 miles to the south of Marco Island, and we maybe got wind gusts in the city, maybe up to 70, 80 miles an hour, but this seems to be worse than that.
Did most people in Naples evacuate?
Well, there was an evacuation order for west of U.S. 41 as well as south of U.S. 41.
That's one of the major highways on the west coast.
There. Correct. And I think the majority of people did evacuate. We don't really have any way to track that, but I took a ride around yesterday morning with the chief, and we didn't see many people out in their yards in that evacuation area, so I think a lot of people heeded the warning.
Okay, Lieutenant, thanks very much.
No problem.
That's Lieutenant John Maines with the Naples Police Force.